David Stockman with what's really going on. The GOP tax bill is not at least something. It's not better than nothing, Mike. And no, we are not letting the perfect become the enemy of the good. In truth, this thing is a fiscal, economic, and political monster. It is hands down the worst tax bill enacted in the last half century, maybe even since FDR's 1937 Soak the Rich scheme, which reignited the Great Depression. True, rather than soak them, the GOP's bill will pleasure America's wealthy with a bountiful harvest of tax relief. Owners of public equities, for example, will garner a $1 trillion shower of extra dividends and stock buybacks from the corporate rate cut. Likewise, 4 million top-bracket ATM payers will be relieved of about $80 billion per year of Uncle Sam's extractions. Around 5,000 dead people per year with the states over $20 million will get to leave more behind. Owners of real estate will be able to deduct another 20% of property income that isn't already sheltered by depreciation and interest deductions. What a game that is. What a sham that is. Just reading the details of this is making me nauseous. And tax accountants and lawyers will become stinking rich, helping America's proprietorships, 24 million, S corporations, 4 million, partnerships, 3.5 million, and farms, 1.8 million, convey their ordinary income into newly deductible qualified business income. Congratulations, the H&R Block Employment Act of 2017 is a smashing success. Nice job, Congress. Way to go. You guys are star-spangled awesome. Notwithstanding these facts, the commonality between FDR's tax bill disaster and this one is that both represent exactly the wrong policy at a time which could not be worse. In the New Deal case, business and investor confidence had finally begun to recover after the trauma of the crash and subsequent withering depression. But FDR's excess profits tax and punitive marginal rates on high incomes sent the economy tumbling until it was rescued by war mobilization after 1940. In the current situation, the absolute worst thing you could do is draw on Uncle Sam's credit card to fund temporary cuts for the middle class and a permanent windfall to the top 10% of households, which own 80% of the stock. And the reason, of course, is that America is marching straight into a 20-year fiscal and demographic trap that has the potential to spiral out of control and smother any semblance of economic prosperity as we have known it. Indeed, the signal event of 2017 is not the gimmick-ridden dog's breakfast of K Street favors being enacted today, but the GOP's utter failure to repeal and reform Obamacare. As we have long insisted, America's healthcare system consists of the worst of both worlds. It amounts to socialism for the beneficiaries, which generates uncontainable demand via third-party paid, cost-averaged pricing, and crony capitalism for the providers, where delivery system cartels of doctors, hospitals, nursing homes, pharma suppliers, medical device makers, etc., 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 and on and on and on, have implanted themselves deep on K Street and have thereby rigged reimbursement systems for maximum private revenue gain. In other words, it's a shame.